What's up, Fandom Night? Episode 31, Stitches Review.
Okay, I gotta fucking do this. So, I'm watching Quantum Leap like I've been doing almost every night for the past couple of weeks, just because it's a TV show that I can sit down and watch and enjoy. And while I'm on Netflix, I'm like, you know, they just did this Halloween episode. It's not really all that terrible. I mean, it was pretty good. I'm enjoying it, but it's not, like, scary. So I'm flipping through Netflix, and all of a sudden it comes up with this movie in comedies from 2012 called Stitches, which I'm 8 minutes and 17 seconds into already. And basically what the premise of the movie is, from what I can already gather, both from watching it and from reading the description, is that it's about a clown who's, of course, a piece of shit kind of guy. He goes to a birthday party. The kids treat him like shit. And the clown ends up dying. But wait, that's 8 minutes and 17 seconds in. I'm going to finish fucking watching this movie. I'm going to come back with a full fucking review of this goddamn thing. I'm having a slight joygasm over here because I've said it before and I'll say it again. True horror is meant to be scary. But nowadays, horror movies are so fucking weak that they're like comedies anymore. Like just really, really gritty, dark comedies. This is definitely a dark comedy movie. And I'll come back and I'll tell you guys way the fuck more about it. Just give me another hour and 19 minutes and some change. Yeah, 1 hour, 19 minutes and some change. And, No, I'm sorry. 1 hour, 9 minutes and some change, because it's only 1 hour and 17 minutes. I'm sorry. I'm so excited for this shit that my brain died. Regardless, I'm going to finish watching this movie. I'm going to let Bill talk to you guys. I will be right fucking back.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay. Okay, I don't even know where the fuck to begin with this thing, okay? You know what? Yes, I do. Let me start with the worst parts of this fucking movie. The first worst part of this movie for me is one of the clown's victims is the kid's cat. And my inner animal lover fucking hated it. Like, don't get me wrong, the way that he does it, it's still slightly charming. So if you're not a cat person, you'll enjoy it more, but I'm a cat person, so I mean, But the second worst part of the movie is I had to get up to piss. Okay? Those are the two worst parts of this fucking movie. If you have to get up and piss, or you need snacks, because your dumbass wasn't prepared for this fucking movie, holy fucking dog shit, am I going to kick you in the testicles. Just, dear God. Okay. I've said it before. This movie was made in 2012. Now, obviously, there's some bits and pieces that they needed CG for. Just kind of happens. But they used way more fucking practical effects than they did CG. Think about this. 2012. Okay? 2012. With an Irish film studio. They used more practical effects than CGI. You know what else was out around 2012? If my brain remembers correctly.
I'm pretty sure there was a Michael Bay Transformers movie out, which was 80% CG and 20% actual actors doing actual shit. Although I could be wrong, but believe me, there's been plenty of fucking movies that have come out over the fucking years where they stopped doing the practical effects and it went all into CG. No. These motherfuckers nailed it on the fucking head with the practical effects. Holy shit. Like, I don't even want to go into the story. The fact that I already told you that, like, okay, I'll go into a bit of the story. I'm literally only going to give you, like, the first 10 minutes, okay? Like I said, I made it up to the 8 minute and some change mark. Birthday party, 10-year-old kids. All the kids are being dildos because, of course, they're 10-year-old kids. And there's a fucking clown for a birthday party. Woo. Mom, the dumb cunt, who's clearly a single mother. Don't misunderstand me here, but she's a single mother because dad's clearly not in the picture. She decides to cut the cake with the fucking butcher's knife. I'm sorry, as a fat kid, I know rule number one is when it comes to your birthday cake, don't get something that's so fucking hard you need a goddamn butcher's knife to fucking cut. If you can't cut it with a fucking butter knife, or if you want to be really fancy, let's go get a fucking bread knife. Because we're fancy. Okay, that's fine. That's one fucking thing. But then the bitch puts it fucking blade side up for a party with a bunch of 10-year-olds in the dishwasher with the fucking dishwasher door open? Really? So then when kids are acting like a bunch of little spoiled pricks, tie the fucking clown's shoelaces together, push the fucking clown, and he trips and stumbles and fucking falls face first, and lets the knife go right through his eye. I'm sorry, this entire movie is because mom is a twat. Okay, so then we'll flash forward a bit, because now it's been 6 years, so the kid is 16, in high school. You know, it's him and a bunch of his friends. They're clearly in, let's see, since this is an Irish film, grade 10, so sophomore year for those of us who are Yanks, and, sorry, I nutted really hard during this movie because it was just such a joygasm. So basically, it's, you know, 6 years later, the kid is literally taking Hypnosil, which, by the way, for those of you who are also fellow horror buffs, you know that Hypnosil is the exact same drug that's been used twice in Friday the 13th. Once in Nightmare on Elm Street, or I did say Friday the 13th, my bad. It's because of the second movie. The second movie, of course, is Freddy vs. Jason. The first is Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3. So yes, these are both Nightmare on Elm Street drugs. Nightmare on Elm Street drugs. There's a hashtag game for you. So, that's literally like the start, okay? Mom says she's got to go out of town for business. She's a single mom. She says, have the house to yourself. Kid says, okay. Of course, because the kid has the house to himself, he throws a party. Mind you, it takes him quite a while, but he decides to throw a party. And his friend, being a dumb twat, leaks it to the entire fucking school, so of course the entire school shows up. But that's obvious. And then of course we get to the fun parts, which I'm not gonna fucking go into. I'm really not. This is, oh my god. If you are a fan of fucking dark comedies, if you are a fan of horror movies, you owe it to yourself to find the movie Stitches and fucking watch it. Like, there's no other fucking way around it. You have to watch this movie. I don't care if you're not a fan of dark comedies and you hate horror movies. You owe it to yourself, especially with this being the Halloween season, because let's face it, I'm recording this, well, at 3 o'clock in the morning, but on October 21st to date this, okay? It's literally 2:49 in the morning. I'm talking to my cell phone right now, recording this fucking thing, after I just got done watching a damn fucking good horror slash dark comedy movie. Well, technically it counts as a comedy slash dark comedy. But it's still 50-50 down the middle. It's literally half dark comedy, half horror movie. Because, of course, people get killed. And, of course, there's, you know, the typical sex scene, which, of course, because there's all, they're all supposed to be underage kids, you don't really see much. Except for there's the one dude who's running around stoned out of his mind taking pictures of the entire party, and he gets one fucking nipple slip out of one fucking girl. Woo. So they keep the sex to a minimum. The reason why it's an R-rated movie is, oh god, the death scenes. Oh god, the death scenes. It's if you were to take Troa, so basically the guys who made Toxic Avenger, you take them, or excuse me, Troma, my bad. You take Toxic Avenger, you take Killer Clowns from Outer Space, and then you take what was the other movie I was thinking of? It kept reminding me of this. But anyway, you take Killer Clowns from Outer Space and fucking Toxic Avenger. You throw them in a fucking blender, and you hit puree, and you get this fucking movie. It is fucking phenomenally, outstandingly genius in the way that it fucking does everything. Like, the characters are great. The fucking zombie clown is awesome. The fact that they draw parallels to the fact that clowns have been around forever, and then they try to make it seem like, oh, well, clowns are the keepers of fucking dark magic type bullshit. Which I know is some slight spoilers, but the movie is so good that even with me telling you all this shit, again, if you don't go out and fucking watch this movie, I'll come to your house and fucking kick you in the nuts. And if you're a female and you don't think you have any nuts, believe me, they're just up a little bit higher. My foot's gonna go in somewhere that you're not gonna like, but I get to them. Still. I have not had a movie put a grin on my face as wide as it has in fucking years. Like, an actual film. I know some of you out there know about the fact that I watch 12 pornos a night, but that's because I'm single, for one, and two, it's going on almost a year and a half for me. That's how long that drought's been, but when you're a fat fuck who sits around watching Netflix all day so you can see great fucking movies like this, what do you fucking expect? But still, at least I'm doing the dirty work so you don't fucking have to. I'm thumbing through all this bullshit so that way then you can find all the golden nuggets, or well, I can find the golden nuggets for you, and you don't have to suffer the same fate as I do. But still, point being, like, if you have any form of, like, inner demented mind to you, like, you're the type of person where you work retail, or you're the type of person who has to deal with people, like you're in any form of customer service, where people just piss you off daily to a point where in your head you're thinking of like 30 different ways you could kill this motherfucker before another utterance comes out of their mouth. Like another even half a fucking second of breath comes out of their mouth and they're already dead 30 fucking ways to Sunday in your head. This movie is fucking for you. Like, take fucking Mark Hamill Joker, Heath Ledger Joker, and fucking mix them up together. Like, that's the type of demented we're talking here. Like, this dude is fucking outstanding as a psychotic clown who's hellbent on revenge. Like, just... fuck. I know most of my other reviews go, like, for fucking ever, but that's because I want to point out all the good things and all the bad things. This movie is literally nothing but good things except for the two, which is don't take a piss or get up to get snacks. And if you're an animal lover, you're not going to like the fucking death scene with the cat. Okay? That's fucking it. After that, holy shit, is this movie fucking amazing. Like, I know I keep saying it and I know I keep singing its praises, but for Christ's sakes, fucking watch this movie. Like, I know it's not fair for me to review a movie literally seconds after watching it, because I literally started the... okay, well, this is technically the second time I recorded it, because I realized that since I'm actually holding my phone instead of setting it up like I usually do, I was covering the speaker, so like a herpaderp, you wouldn't have been able to hear me. But... sorry. There we go, that's the better one. What was I saying? Yeah, no, like, quite literally, like, as soon as the movie's over, they do, like, a little bit of a gag reel where, you know, like, stupid shit and blunders happen, and you get to, like, actually feel for the cast and crew a little bit, which, you know, that's usually the way you want to end any movie. You know, especially if it's supposed to be, like, a comedy. You know, you want to kind of feel for the crew and see them fuck up their lines or whatnot, and, you know, having fun, like, outtakes type of shit. Not all of them, but most of them you do. And especially considering the fact that, like I said, this is literally half dark comedy and half horror movie. So the fact that there's, like, a blooper reel for a horror movie at, like, literally the ass end of the movie, that's actually kind of genius. Like, not many people actually do that. You know what I mean? Like, the most you'll get is, okay, well, I bought the DVD of, you know, Freddy vs. Jason. Okay, it's time for the Scream Queen moment, which for anybody who's not a horror fan, the Scream Queen moment is a joke that they play on every Hollywood set. Well, basically any movie set. But every single movie set for every film that's supposed to be a horror, there's always the gag. You know, the girl who's supposed to be the, quote, survivor girl, you know, the only female who actually gets out of this whole thing who's a main character alive. But she's supposed to open the door, nobody's there. Okay, close the door. All right, do another take. Open the door, nobody's there. Well, piss. Okay, well, that's not bad. All right, let's do it one more take. So you go to open the door for the third time, and you're like, whatever. So you open the fucking door, and all of a sudden the dude's standing there with the knife and, like, fucking holds it up. And that's how they get the legitimate reaction shot. Like, the moment where the girl screams and turns at the camera and starts running. 9 times out of 10, that shit is legit in-the-moment fear. Because they weren't expecting it. That's the reason why it's referred to as a jump scare. You know, it's something you're not expecting. You open the door. Oh, shit! And then you lose your fucking mind, piss your pants, and run away. Or, you know, you open the door and you go, fuck, and instincts kick in, and you fucking throw a haymaker. And hope that the other actor's smart enough to dodge that shit. It's usually the reason why they do it to the girls and not the guys. Because the guys actually have a tendency of fighting back. But regardless, I still thought it's kind of hilarious and kind of ironic, too, if you look at the actual state of everything. Because here in 2016, now that it's October and Halloween season, there's been an awful lot of these fucking morons who think that having some form of, like, jump scare reaction video on fucking Facebook and YouTube is the shit. So there's all these assholes dressing up like clowns and, you know, trying to be douchebags. So I kind of thought it was funny to actually see the clown killing people, only this time they have a reason. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just for, oh shit, what the fuck, and you know, people run away, and it's like, ah, just playing a prank and joking with you. Nah, that's fucking douchebag bullshit that we all need to fucking get over. That's literally what it is. It's the same high school bullshit that we've been putting up with for fucking years, because society as a whole has not yet learned that once you get out of high school, you are no longer in high school. Yet, you go to college, and half the shit from college is the same shit you were doing in high school. Having parties, getting drunk, and acting like a fool, and trying to have as much sex as possible, both as a man and as a woman. As a woman, you try to keep that shit secret, but as a dude, you try to flaunt it like a sumbitch. Meanwhile, the rule still applies to both genders. Get laid and get as drunk and get as fucked up and do as much, you know, crazy shit as you want because you're not young forever. YOLO. Sorry, I had to shoot myself for even saying that. But still, like I said, it's one of those things where once again, it perfectly notes what the fuck is wrong with people. And again, with the current status of things in society, I kind of thought it's ironic that I stumbled across it. But again, like I said, you have Killer Clowns from Outer Space, you have this movie, shit. Well, Poltergeist had the creepy fucking clown. I'm trying to think of every other horror movie that's had to do with clowns. Because again, everybody has a fear of something. This kid got traumatized, he's afraid of fucking clowns. You know, when I was a kid, I had a fucking wolf spider jump at me. The motherfucker wasn't going to do nothing, but I was outside as, you know, like a little 3-4-year-old fucking kid out in a fucking playpen, and the fucking thing, like, jumped at me, and it freaked me the fuck out. So I've never, you know, been friendly with spiders. Don't get me wrong. If I leave them alone and they leave me alone, we're good. We're good. But as soon as they start creeping up on me, fuck you, you gotta die. Sorry, that's just how shit is. You know what I mean? Like, I'm afraid of heights. Me and heights don't get along. But at the same time, that's because that's actually out of actual intelligence on my end. I'm a klutz and can trip over my own fucking feet. You know what I mean? Like, I trip over air. I'm one of the few people that falls up the stairs. You know? I can strangle myself with a cordless phone. That's how fucking klutzy I am. So, when it comes to heights, me and heights ain't friends. But really, that's basically, well, as far as I know, that's mostly about it. Well, that and of course the thoughts in my head, but that's because I have depression, so sometimes those get a little scary, but meh. That's just one of those things that comes with depression and suicide. But regardless, everybody's afraid of something. People, I know a friend, one of my best friends, is fucking scared of the ocean. They have no problem going to the beach and looking at it, but as soon as they step even a toe in that water, they freak the fuck out. Because to them, the ocean is so vast, who knows what the fuck is under there. It's not even like they saw Jaws and was scared of the toilet for, you know, fucking 30 years. Like fucking Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith saw Jaws when he was young. He was scared to fucking take a shit because he was afraid that shark was gonna fucking pop up out the water and eat his ass. Because that's an actual phobia people have had. You know what I mean? Like, there are people to this day who are still afraid of the dark. Now, don't get me wrong. The dark creeps me out, but that's just because I can't see shit. And when you can't see shit and you don't know what the fuck is there, once again, that's, for me, that's more of smarts. Mostly because I've literally broken 3 toes tripping over shit in the dark. Yeah, no, 3 toes, because the 4th one I was putting the brick on top of the garbage can because the raccoons were getting into it and the brick slid off and landed on my foot. Yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah. Wait. There was the table. There was the chair. Oh yeah, there was the time I accidentally kicked my bed trying to get into it. So technically that was just me being a retard, but still. Like, there are people who are afraid of the dark. Our buddy Shane, Proto Guy, he's scared to death of needles. He doesn't like needles. If he could go out of his way to not get any sort of fucking vaccination or flu shot or any shit like that, he's gonna fucking do it. If he has to go to the fucking hospital, he's in for some shit, because as soon as he wakes up, he's gonna lose his fucking mind, because he's gonna have an IV bag in his arm, which the IV bag was put there with a needle in his fucking arm. So, he's gonna lose his shit. I know Nick is afraid of spiders, but that's just because he's deathly allergic to them. A lot of people are still afraid of bugs. You know, there's people afraid of water because, you know, they can't swim and, you know, they're afraid they're going to drown. Like, everybody's fucking afraid of something, especially fucking clowns. One of my teachers back in high school was fucking terrified of clowns because she went to a fucking camp, like a goody-goody wholesome Christian camp, where they literally showed a propaganda film showing that even clowns can be Satan. Like, it literally shows, like, a happy clown, and then all of a sudden fucking, like, the theme shifts, being like, Satan can be everywhere. And all of a sudden the clown turned into this creepy fucking clown, and she fucking lost her shit, so she's been afraid of clowns for fucking years. In fact, there's a local band here in town called Fear of Clowns, and I'm fairly certain they named the band after her, because she was such a damn good teacher that she literally reached out to a whole bunch of kids trying to be like, yeah, no, fucking do what you gotta do. Follow your dreams. Be you. Don't, you know, don't work fucking dead-end jobs, you know, living fucking meaningless lives, you know. If you got something you want to do, go fucking do it. So they did it in honor of her because they figured out she was fucking terrified and scared to death of fucking clowns. It happens. You know, it happens to fucking everybody. Like I said, everyone is afraid of something. You know, that's the reason why these Saw movies exist. That's the reason why there's all these fucking exorcism movies. Not just because they're fucking cheap and because found footage is easy to fucking produce, which is the reason why the horror genre has been watered down as a fucking hole, and they need to go back to actual fucking terrifying shit. Not just, oh, here's a creepy sci-fi movie. Oh, here's another slasher movie. Although, don't get me wrong, the slasher movies are at least funny because those are more horror Those are literally 65 to 35 horror dark comedy. Whereas this, like I said, is more dark comedy than horror. But still, like, the entire genre has been fucking broken down. There's nothing left anymore that actually is, like, true cerebral horror. You know, shit that just fucks with your mind so hardcore that you're like, what the fuck is going on? And you actually get legitimately scared. Like, most of it is just a bunch of fucking backwood found footage, fucking a bunch of hicks in a truck driving around being like, this seems like a really great area to sit down and film in. Let's make us a movie. It's like, fuck you. I really wish the fucking Italians would never fucking invented found footage. Dead serious. For anybody who's, you know, a fan like I am of film theory, they actually did a thing, I can't remember if it was frame by frame, or, I don't know, regardless. If you go to Film Theory on YouTube, and you actually watch some of their stuff, there was one where they actually covered found footage movies. And they actually documented all of it and said that, you know, because everybody believes, including me, I believed it for years, that found footage started with Blair Witch. But actually found footage started a long-ass time ago with, like, Italian filmmakers. They were basically almost mockumentaries type of thing. Like, they were fake-ass documentaries trying to depict, like, horrible acts. They were referred to as, like, the cannibalism period or something in horror movies. I can't really remember all of it right now. But like I said, the entire genre has been dumbed down so much that, like I said, I cannot sing the praises of this movie any fucking more. And yes, I know I've been stalling for time to actually make this worth your time to fucking listen to, but still, like, fucking watch this movie, man. I'm serious. If you're a fucking movie fan of any level, fucking watch this movie. If you're afraid of clowns, okay, I get that. You know, if you're afraid of clowns, that's fine. If you're an animal lover like me, skip that fucking part. You'll know it when it comes up. Like, I'll even let you know. The fucking clown, in order to figure out where the kids are, he'll take his red rubber nose off, which also takes his actual nose off, and he'll drop it, and it'll roll around and literally, quote, sniff out the kids. Well, as the ball's rolling around, the cat, being a cat, starts fucking around with the ball. So if you want to skip that part, that's fine. Just know that there's going to be a couple scenes you're going to be missing in between as well. Like, if anything, just kind of fast forward it or something if you're, you know, against animal abuse. Which, again, they don't really abuse an animal. They take a stuffed animal and do what they do with it. Again, I'm not going to give it away because it's still kind of funny. Like I said, I'm an animal lover, but dear God, dark humor. Good shit. And like I said, I paid enough attention, someone, you guys would know ahead of time, it is a fake stuffed animal. Again, the MPAA would not allow any film, foreign or domestic, to be released in America if there was actually animals being abused and tortured. It wouldn't happen. Because it's completely unethical. You can't treat an animal worse than you would a human. There's laws against that shit. And I know it sounded like I just hit a joint there, but I'm trying to talk while smoking. And my cigarette was going out. Although with me coughing as much as I am, it wouldn't surprise me if you guys are thinking I'm getting as stoned as these kids were. Which is another part of the movie. Again, you know, the kids are sitting around getting drunk and getting high. So, I mean, at one point you start thinking, okay, well, blah, blah. Like, they could have pulled the angle off a little bit better. And, you know, make you start thinking that, oh, well, it's all in the kid's head. But then it wouldn't have been a dark comedy. It would have been an actual horror movie. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I suppose they could have played that angle a little bit more, but they pulled it off too fucking perfectly. Just, ugh, this movie, man. I almost want to fucking watch it again. Like, I'm still sitting at the fucking play menu. I can literally hit play and re-fucking watch this movie again. Ah, shit. But after yakking your guys' ears off for almost a half a fucking hour, I'm gonna fucking go to bed, because it's 3:09 in the morning. So, yeah. Yeah, I think it's time for my fat ass to sit down and watch something on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll probably catch something off of YouTube, because I think Bill released a comic book commentary today, so I'm going to catch up on my reading. But yeah, trust me, fucking find Stitches and fucking watch it. Holy shit, is it amazing. I will catch you guys later. I'm going the fuck to bed. This has been Cesario Lovell. And you want to hear the most annoying and creepy sound in the fucking world? This is the exact fucking noise I was making the entire time watching this fucking movie. Oh, fuck. So yes, it's a very demented movie if it makes me laugh like that. Later on.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.